I'm Gene Randall. Iran says it will begin to upgrade its uranium enrichment this weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the 2015 nuclear agreement more than a year ago. And Iran's President Hassan Rouhani suggests that gives his country a nuclear go-ahead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with a report on Tehran's latest warning.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense U.S. sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China has accused Britain of flagrant interference over Hong Kong after London voiced support for anti-government protesters there. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Pro-democracy supporters say Britain has a legal and moral duty to stand up for the freedom of Hong Kong's people. Protester Daisy Chan questions the Chinese territory's future on the issue of freedom.
In China, you don't even have freedom of speech. You just speak one thing that they are wrong, you are going to put in jail. So can you imagine that after 28 years, what will Hong Kong be? Nobody knows.
Chief White House economic adviser Larry Kudlow tells VOA that top U.S. and Chinese delegations will resume talks, trade talks, in earnest this coming week. With the current truce in the U.S.-China trade war, President Trump is holding off on imposing tariffs of up to 25% on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. This is VOA News. The United States is celebrating its birthday, highlighting it gala July 4th activities here in a steamy, hot Washington, though there are some who claim that President Trump has his own ideas for the day's focus. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
He says it'll be the show of a lifetime. Fighter jets overhead, Abrams tanks on display. The president himself will speak at the Lincoln Memorial in what the White House says will be a patriotic speech. But critics like Code Pink's Medea Benjamin say he's using the military as a political prop.
It is a misuse of taxpayers' money to use this for what seems like a campaign stop.
Asked if the president has to walk a fine line tonight and stay away from politics.
I don't know what that means. He's proud of his patriotism.
Top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he is too and invites Democrats into the patriotic tent. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Washington is not alone with its summer sizzle. The northernmost state of Alaska is in the midst of a heat wave, with temperatures predicted to reach the upper 80s Fahrenheit in Anchorage. It was a very good week for U.S. markets heading into this 4th of July holiday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on a timeout.
It's a pause for Wall Street after setting a bunch of records on a holiday-shortened day. Investors pushed the S&P 500 index to its third straight record high close. The Dow passed its record of October of last year by 179 points. It closed at 26,966. Tech stocks led the gains, so Nasdaq also joined the record-breaking club. The rally follows a slight easing of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Both nations have agreed to refrain from new tariffs while they open a new round of negotiations. The markets reopen Friday. I'm Shelley Adler.
There is confusion over U.S. Senate census forms that need to be printed and mailed out. The Trump administration insists the forms include the question, are you a U.S. citizen? Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
A Justice Department Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt communicated with a federal judge Wednesday, saying there may be a legally available path under last week's Supreme Court decision that would allow the citizenship question to be included in the census. It was announced this week the process of printing the census form had begun and that the question wasn't being included.
An Australian student detained in North Korea for more than a week has been released. 29-year-old Alex Sigley, who was working and studying in Pyongyang, arrived in Beijing this morning on his way to Tokyo, where he was expected to be reunited with his Japanese-born wife. Gene Randall, VOA News.